Chances are, if you're contemplating building a deck, it's so your family can use and enjoy it. It's also an addition to your home and one that can help increase its resale value in the future. You want to do it right. We spoke to James at JL's Home Hardware Building Center in Guelph about the differences in pricing for various deck materials, the merits of floating versus attached decks, and the finer points of railing choices. The first thing to stop and consider is what you will be using your deck for. Do you plan to entertain, or will you mostly just be hanging out casually? You'll plan the space differently for dining than you would for occasional lounging. Knowing how you'll be using the space can help you determine how large the deck should be and what it should feature. And, of course, no deck exists in isolation. There are surrounding elements to take into consideration, such as a pool, perhaps, a beautiful lake or forest view, or maybe even a thriving garden. What is the landscape like as well? If you plan to change that too, how might you landscape the area after the deck has been built? If, for example, you don't have any trees or other natural shade in your backyard, you might want to consider a pergola or some trellising to provide some protection from the sun. The difference in pricing between composite and pressure-treated wood. The material most commonly used for building decks is still pressure-treated lumber. That's because it's the most economical option, it's relatively easy to work with and it can be stained in a range of colors. It's also treated to resist rot and fungus. For those who are looking for the best value for their dollar and anyone interested in an eco-friendly building material, pressure-treated lumber is definitely your best bet. Pressure-treated lumber can split and warp over time, so you can expect to do some routine maintenance. It will also help if you give it a power wash annually. To keep it looking new, unless you prefer the weathered look, and some do, you'll also want to reapply stain or wood preservative every 2 or 3 years. There are also composite woods to consider. These are a mix of plastic and wood fiber, and they are practically maintenance-free. Composite woods closely resemble real wood and can withstand harsh climates. They don't require painting, sealing, or staining, and they are also durable, insect-free, and eco-friendly. The one thing to know about composite woods is that you'll still need to use a wood frame to support them. That's because composite woods are strictly for deck boards and railings. For some, it can seem a small price to pay because they won't have to worry about maintenance down the road. Floating versus attached decks. An attached deck is fixed, physically attached to your home or cottage. A floating deck, on the other hand, stands on its own. It can sometimes be hard to tell the difference, because some floating decks still touch the side of a neighboring structure. The pros to choosing a floating or freestanding deck include the fact that you can install one wherever it is most convenient, you can choose the location. They are also typically easier to build. Cons. They may require more maintenance. If they're built closer to the ground, you'll have to deal with weeds growing up between the planks. With attached decks, there are several pros. They allow you to seamlessly continue the flow from the inside of your home to the outdoors. They're usually further off the ground and away from the trees. Cons. An attached deck will probably cost you more. You'll also need a permit, because it is attached to your home. They definitely require more skill to build. Railing choices. You'll also want to think about the kind of railing you'll need. The right deck railing can really enhance the overall look of your space. Go for metal aluminum with glass panels for a more contemporary look. Pressure-treated wood is best if a traditional look is more your style. It's not just about appearance, of course, deck railings are about safety, first and foremost. Be sure to check your local building codes or consult with a contractor to get the details right. Every area has specific requirements in place regarding height and baluster spacing, etc. You can always consider consulting with the installation experts at Home Installs Installation Services. These professionals have seen countless decks and backyards, each with varying degrees of slope, size, and elevation. They can share their vision and make suggestions, while also incorporating the concepts you already have in mind for your deck. For more information about building a deck for your home or cottage, visit JL's Home Hardware Building Center or call 519-822-8230.